started talking about the Gemara and the Gimel on the Beis. The Mishnah and the Beis mentions the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, who holds that Sukkah, Shidavol, Lamala, Me'esanama, is Psula. And the Gemara and Gimel is trying to figure out how can we lower the Sukkah, that it'll be less than 20 Amos, and then it'll be Ksheir. The Gemara, going on to Dalet Amud Aleph, says that Tevin Ubitlo having Miut, that you could be Mamayit the Sukkah by putting Tevin there, and being mevatel it. You have to be mevatel the tevin. What does it mean to be mevatel the tevin? That it's not enough just to place the tevin there, but you have to be mevatel it. Rashi says, befiv l'shiva. That you need two different elements. First of all, that you mevatel the tevin, befer with a verbal expression, that you say that you're not going to pick the tevin up, you're not going to take it away. But how long are you going to leave it there? Says Rashi, l'shiva, for the 7 days of Sukkot. It's enough to be mevatel it l'shiva. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva claims that you have to be mevatel la'olam, that you have to leave the tevin there forever. But he says that it's enough that you have a kavana b'leiv. You don't need to express it b'feh, that you're going to leave the tevin forever. As long as you have the gemiras das b'leiv, that's sufficient. And he says that's because the principle of dvarim sh'b'leiv einim dvarim doesn't apply in this context. Dvarim sh'b'leiv einim dvarim applies by nedarim, hekdeshes, noyim of mekachul memker. If there's exeris hakosav that you need bitus v'sayim, you need an expression, you need haflah. Or if the item affects someone else, mekachum emker, it's not just your geshef, it's not just your business, it's someone else's business. There's a lokeach, there's a mocher. So that you can't say dvarim shebelev. Right? Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim if it affects someone else. I have to express it. But here, the bittel only affects me, it affects my sukkah, and there is no gzeras hakosav by sukkah that you need to be to esfasai. By neder, by hektish. There's a gzeras hakosav that you need to be to esfasai, but not over here. So if there's no gzeras hakosav that you need to be to esfasai, then dvarim shebelev should be enough. So Zakhtar Ritva, yes, you need a bittel la'olam, that's for sure. Like by Tumah V'Tahara, the bittel has to be la'olam, he says. But verbal? No, you don't need a verbal expression. It doesn't have to be befeh. Belev is sufficient. That's the Ritva Shita, third sheet. Comes the Rav Yoh, Golos Maimon, he quoted the Rav Yoh as a third sheet. And that is that L'chumra in both, that you need a bitul befeh and la'olam. It's L'chumra both in the way that you're mevatel and in the length of time that you have to be mevatel it for. He says you have to be mevatel it befiv and it has to be la'olam. So we wanted to figure out these different sheetas. What's the machlokas that revolves around these sheetas? So we pointed out the Ritva Yisakasha and Rashi. He says, why do you need bittul b'feh? But the Ritva actually has a more complicated kasha than that. He doesn't just ask on Rashi, why should I need a verbal expression? He asks on the other part of Rashi, that it's a stira m'nei ubei, from one part of Rashi, one chelik of Rashi to the other. He says, since Rashi holds that bittul l'shivas yamim is enough, then why do you need bittul b'feh? Bishlam, if you were to say like me that bittul la'olam is necessary, so then I'd understand why you need a bittul b'feh. That's the Ritva's assumption, clearly. Right? If you'd say that bittul has to be la'olam, so then I get it. I understand why you should need bittul b'feh. But Rashi happens to hold that bittul l'shiva is sufficient, so then I don't understand the other chelik of Rashi. Why do you need a bittul b'feh? That's the Ritva's kasha. So we have to understand, first of all, why does Rashi hold that you need bittul b'feh? Just stop. Forgetting, even without relating it to the other part of Rashi, why does Rashi hold you need a bittul b'feh? What kind of a halacha bittus fasayim here that you need a verbal expression? But then we also have to understand what's the Ritva's kasha? This tliya that he has, that because Rashi holds bittul is only l'shiva, then why do you need bittul b'feh? What does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other? I could have asked the kasha stuff. Why do you need a bittul b'feh? I can't. Simple kasha. Why do you need a bittul b'feh? But the Ritva asks a complicated question, that if bittul is only l'shiva, then why does that have to do with feh? Well, what's his tliya? Why is one tully in the other? And then the final kasha we had is that the Ritva himself seems to contradict. Right? He seems to contradict his own words, because the maskana, the Ritva says, after his kasha and Rashi, he says, and I think, hanochon l'daiti, is that you need a bittul la'olam, but bein b'fiv, bein b'leif. Bein b'fiv, bein b'leif. You just said that if it's bittul la'olam, then I can understand why you should need a bittul b'feh. So how can the Ritva say that you need a bittul la'olam, but you don't need a bittul b'feh? It's a stir m'nei obey from one line to the next in the Ritva. Pilei plam. How much pilei plam is a lot in the Ritva that we have to understand. What's the answer? What's the simple answer to his kasha on Rashi why you need a bittul b'feh? Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest that maybe that's not even a kasha b'chlal. The Pnei Yeshua says maybe Rashi is lav dafka. He doesn't really mean that you need a bittul b'feh. just means that you have to have a full Gemara's Das. Just have to have a full Gemara's Das. That's all Rashi means. Big Chiddush. That's not what Rashi says. That's what the Peyashua wants to suggest, right?
Rashi first says his mouth. He didn't say like anything. He says
no. Lizman means that it's in your. It could be in your mind. But he did say bittul b'feh. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. No, he didn't mean bittul b'feh. What did he mean? Nira the lav dafka shebittul b'feh mama shalika kavanas Rashi shegomer belibo levat lo sham the b'chahai gav nahavaleki bittul b'feh. He was gomer belibo levat lo sham. What does it mean levat lo sham? Vos meintas Eli levat lo b'sham l'shiva. He's gomer belibo levat lo sham l'shiva. So Rashi says that's a bittul b'feh. The Pnei Yeshua is bothered by the Ritva's Kasha, so he says, you know what, the real answer for Rashi is he never really meant it. You don't really need Bittul B'feh. Gemir's Das is enough. Exactly what the Ritva thought. Gemir's Das is enough. That's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to be Miyashiv Rashi, because he's sensitive to the Ritva's Kasha. Of course, that's very difficult. And Rashi said Bittul B'feh. Bittul b'feh. Say that Rashi just meant that it's a full Gemira's Das. He should have said, Gomar Belibo Legamri. Full Gemira's Das, that he's not going to take it there. L'shiva Yavim. Yeah, the Pnei Yeshua is so bothered with the Ritva's Kasha that he stands on his head to reinterpret Rashi and say that it's Lav Dafka. He really didn't mean to say it. But that's a very difficult answer. Yes?
Also, in the Rashi after that, the Tevin Be'enasim Knoso, he says, "Will you start with Knoso Koy Me'echad? Umihu lo batal mamish b'fiv," implying that Bito should be mamish b'fiv, not just Gemiris.
Right. He's emphasizing it even further that he wasn't mevatal b'fiv, but rather was less than that. That's a good point. Yes.
For the Mikvah, what should it look like? What should the Bito look like?
For the Ritva, but that's Rashi or the Ritva himself?
Because he doesn't say it's not a bit more Gimel. He still says we need a Gimel Das. So what's a Gimel Das and Gemira believe that's not an Amira?
Hanochon de batle hanu shevit lo sham la olam bein befi bein belibo. Bein osa lefanos vanu shein osa lefanos okos mani me'achag. Where does he say Gilei Das? He says Gilei Das in the Kashan Rashi.
Yeah, so
he says, since we're only talking about a Gilei Das, since Gilei Das is sufficient, L'inyan shum bittul gilui daita havi kamira b'feh. Gilui daita havi kamira b'feh. He doesn't mean a gilui das that we know. Yeah, it's a strange phrase. It really should be gamira's das. Gamira's das havi kamira b'feh. I'm sorry?
He says lo alonis. That's a gilui das.
No, but what's the gilui?
Never use it for anything else.
No, gilui means that it's revealed. How is it revealed? It's in your mind. I can't enter into your mind.
A written word?
I'm sorry?
You wrote like a written document or something?
Yeah. The Ritva wouldn't be asking about peh then. The written document is a bigger chiddush than peh. I don't think the Ritva meant gilui das in the classical sense. I think he meant that there's a gemiras das. Gilui daita, what he did something in the way that he put the tevin down that now we know he's not going to take it up throughout Sukkot. He didn't say it, but it's clear. But he's not going to. I'm not sure. The Rishonim don't talk about doing it in such a way that now we know that you're not going to pick it up. Not sure what to do with that lashon gilui. Gilui daita. I think he means gemiras das, that is sufficient as long as he's gomer b'daita. I think so. So it is true that the Pnei Yeshua's answer would be Miyashiv Rashi, but it's not Lichten the Verdif in Rashi. Naftali points out, even the Hemshech of Rashi, where he's emphasizing this idea of Bittul B'feh, sounds like it's Dafka, against the Pnei Yeshua. Bittul B'feh, that you need Bittul B'feh. So what's the goal? What's the purpose of Bittul B'feh? Why should I need Bittul B'feh? So Lechora, the answer to all these questions revolves around one issue. That is, we have to go deeper into the Sugya to understand the nature of this Din. What's the sukkah you're talking about? That I want to be memayit the sukkah that's taller than 20 amos. And comes the Gemara and says it's not just enough to put the tevin there, to put the dover hamamayit there. You have to be mevatel it as well. You have to be mevatel the dover hamamayit in its mokum. Why do you have to be mevatel? Why do you have to be mevatel the tevin? What's the purpose of that? So you could explain it in one of two ways. You could say that you have to be mevatel the dover hamemayit in the sukkah to make it a dover kavua, to make it kavua in the sukkah. That the halacha is, if you have a dover hamemayit in the halal between the schach and the karka of the sukkah, you no longer have 20 amos there. You're standing on top of the dover hamemayit in the sukkah, so you no longer have a halal of 20 amos. If the dover hamemayit is kavua, then it's memayit the halal between the schach and the karka, and we look at it as though you no longer have a sukkah lamala me'esim amos, the sukkah is ksher. But if the dover hamemayit is not botel, if you're not mevatel it in the sukkah, it's kamandalesa dami. It's as if it's not there. It's not kavua, it's as if it's not there, because we don't know, maybe you'll take it away. If the dover hamamayit is botel, you said I'm not going to take it, you said, thought, whatever, we'll get to the details, right? But it's botel to the karka, so then we're not expecting you to take it away. It's not kamandalesa, it's kamandaisa. It's kavua in the sukkah. If it's kavua in the sukkah, it's memayit, the halal between the schach and the karka. The yesodas, we have to be memayit, the halal, the airspace between the schach and the karka, the sukkah. The davar hamemayit can be mevatel, can be memayit, that halal, if it's kavua. If it's not kavua, then it's kemandalesedam, it's not memayit, the halal. So the purpose of being mevatel, that item, to be mevatel, the tevin, is so that it'll be kavua, and it'll be able to be memayit, the halal between the schach and the karka. That's one way to look at it. You want to ask on this, or let me finish. Let me round out the discussion. What's the other way to look at it? That the davar hamemayit has to be batel. Why? Not because if it's not batel, if you're not mevatel it, it's not kavu and it's kamad lesson. No, it has to be batel to the karka, because the way that you're memayit the sukkah is by making an extension to the karka. The davar hamemayit has to become a shtik karka. It has to become a chelik of the karka. If it's just memayit the halal, it's not enough. The halacha is that you can't have 20 amis, more than 20 amis, between the karka and the schach. It's not that you can't have a halal of 20 amis between the karka and the schach. Open space of 20 amis between the karka and the schach. Open space of more than 20, right? That the schach is above 20. It's not a function of the space between the karka and the schach. Right? If you put something in that space, it's not a problem. No, there can't be, right? There can't be a makom of 20 amis between the karka and the schach. So the only way to reduce that space is to add on to the karka. The dover hamamayit has to be mitzarif to the karka. It has to become a chelik of the karka so that you won't have airspace of 20 amis between the karka and the schach. That's the only way that you can reduce the height of the sukkah and make it kshev. Nochamol, either we're not touching the karka. The karka is in the same karka that we had before. You have karka, you have schach, but the halacha is you can't have an air space you can't have empty space between the schach and the karka of 20 amos. If the davar hamamayit is mamayit, that airspace, then you're okay, even if the davar hamamayit is not part of the karka. Or do we say no, that the halacha is you can't have more than 20 amos between the karka and the schach? The davar hamamayit has to become a chelik of the karka in order that you should not have 20 amos between the karka and the schach. Those are the two ways of looking at it. Yes, son.
Can you repeat that, between karka and the halal?
Right. Either the pshat is that, right, you can't have, halal, let's say yosem echof, bein schach v'karka. That's one way of looking at it. You can't have a halal, an airspace of more than 20 between the schach and the karka, of empty space. Or the schach can't be yoser mechof above the karka. That sounds like the same thing, but it's not. It's not the same thing. The first option is that we're saying there can't be airspace of more than 20 amas between the schach and the karka. The other is that the schach can't be more than 20 amas above the karka. What's the nafkamina? Right? Is the dover hamamait. Reducing the halal, the airspace, or is it becoming a chalik of the karka? Even if it reduces the airspace, you're not changing the distance between the karka and the schach in the first shot. Not changing the distance between the karka and the schach. It's still more than 20 hours, but I don't care about that. As long as the halal is less, let me say even better. As long as the reducing the halal so that the gavra, right, the person in the sukkah is not yoser mechaf, right, the gavra's feet. Gavra's feet is not yoser mechaf below the schach. That's the first side. The second side is, I don't care where the guy is standing. There can't be more than 20 amas between the schach and the karka. The dover hamamayit has to become a chilek for the karka. If it's a part of the karka, then taka, we don't have chafama between the schach and the karka, and then the sukkah is going to be shared. Yes?
On this, beginning of Gemara, we said the reason sukkah should be under 20 amas, these are the reasons.
We're going to get to all the reasons. Yeah, go ahead.
But in regard to this case, to be honest, who cares if there's more, according to the second Shita, where we care about the actually has to be forgetting the airspace, it has to be less than 20 hours between the actual ground and the schach. But if it's all relative on the person, for example, he has to be able to see the schach or whatnot, it doesn't matter.
Or the tzeil of the sukkah,
the karka itself doesn't matter as long as it matters where he's on, where he is. So if he's on top of the cushions, it doesn't matter.
Gevaldik! Whose kasha is that? That's the Yesh Sholim. Meiri's kasha. Gevaldik! You lived a couple hundred years ago, you could have been a Rishon. Right? That's his kasha. That's a Gevaldik kasha. Excellent kasha. What does Rashi hold in this? So Rashi probably holds the first pshat. The Dover HaMamayit doesn't have to become a Chelek Nekarka. Yesod is you can't have a halal of 20 amas between the karka and the schach. So as long as you put something to be memayit the mokom, and you are going to stand in such a way that your feet are not more than 20 amas below the schach, then everything is fine. The dover hamamayit doesn't have to become a chelik of the karka. You don't need a chalos karka here, right? You're not trying to create a new chalos in the sukkah. You're trying to be mamai, the halal. That's all you're trying to do. So how do you accomplish that? Well, you have to put something there. You have to be mevatale. So we know you're not going to take it. It should become kavua. And if as long as it's kavua, so then it's going to be mamai, the makam. Mamai, the makam. And now we no longer have a halal of more than 20 amas between your feet. Between your feet. Let's say this better. No, it's not really between the schach and the karka of the sukkah. It's between the schach and the ragle hagavra. Between the schach and the feet of where the person is standing. As long as you don't have more than 20 amas between the schach and the feet to where the person is standing, that's enough. That's enough. That's why Rashi says, I don't need a bittul. I don't need a bittul olam. Bittul ha'olam means that the davar ha'mamayit has to have some kind of a chalos karka. You have to have some kind of a transformation in the essence, in the very essence of the davar. So that needs a bittul ha'olam. That is a choshev a bittul. I don't need a bittul ha'olam here. Because what am I trying to do? I'm not trying to make the davar ha'mamayit into karka. I'm just trying to create a situation where the davar ha'mamayit is kavua in the mokum. And if it's kavua in the mokum, then we treat it as what? We treat it as though you no longer have a halal between the feet of the gavra standing in the sukkah and the schach. But says Rashi, I can't do that only belev. I can't be mevatel the tevin belibi, because if I only do it belibi, how do we know for sure that you have a full gemiras das? How do we know for sure that you have a full gemiras das? Maybe I'll change my mind. So Rashi says that even if a bitl shiva is enough, I don't need a bitl ola. The davar hamamayit is not turning into karka. I don't have a chalos in the cheftza. It's no fancy chalos in the cheftza that I'm doing over here. I'm just leaving it there to reduce the halal between my feet and the schach. But I have to say it befeh. Because if it's not expressed befeh, then it's felt in the gemiras das. There's something missing in the gemiras das. I don't know if there's a gemiras das. Because I might change my mind. That's why it has to be befeh. There is v'yis d'kasha. If you hold that it's la'olam, so then I understand why it has to be befeh. But if Rashi, you don't hold la'olam, why does that have to be befeh? The answer is that even if it doesn't have to be la'olam, because there's no chalos in the tevet, the davar hamamayit is not turning into karka, it has to be befeh anyway, because if it's not befeh, then there's something missing in my gemiras das. We don't know for sure that you have a gemiras das. If I say it befeh, then that shows the gemiras das. It shows that I have full das to leave the davar hamamayit there, at least for shiva yom. Who says this, that the reason why you need a bitul befeh is to create that gemiras das? Question? Or?
Okay.
Rabbi Manoach, exactly, Zach. Right, Rabbi Manoach. That's Rabbi Manoach I gave you in the handout. It appears in the Franco-Rama, but in the old editions we don't have the Rabbi Manoach. Rabbi Manoach is chock full of importance, you saw this here. But first, smack in the middle, when he talks about Miyut Betevin, Miyut Betevin Abid Lo Harez Nemiyut, the Kevin Shabid Lo Befiv Lo Chashina Dilma Mamlech Vishokele Libehema. We said that Tevin has other usages for Hasaka, for Behema. Dr. Rabbi Manoach, why does that have to be Befeh? Why does it have to be Befeh? Because Dilma Mamlech, if he doesn't say it Befeh, maybe he'll change his mind. But if he says it Befeh, if he expresses it verbally, we're not afraid that he's going to change his mind. It's Lechora what Rashi holds. Rashi holds the Bittel Befeh. It's not because I have a chalos, that the Dvar HaMamayit is turning into kark. I have some special chalos, and Dvarim Shevalei Veinam Dvarim, like my Neder and Hegdish. There's no chalos over here. But I have to make sure it's a davar kavua. I have to make sure that I'm not going to change my mind. If I'm going to change my mind, then it's not going to work, because I need something kavua to reduce the airspace. As long as I express it befeh, then there's a gemiras das. If there's a gemiras das, I'm afraid that you'll change your mind, so it's going to be mamai tamokum. It reduces the airspace, and then the sukkah is going to be ksheira. That's lechora what Rashi holds. Rabbi Manoach though continues. He continues, and he has a suffix. He has a suffix. Tzorichi in Yochel Levat Lo B'Yomtif. Are you able to be Mevatel the Dover HaMamai B'Yomtif? The Lodomi L'Chometz, the Hosam Daito L'Vara L'Gamri. By Chometz, you know, there's a concept of Bittul Chometz, Ka'afra the Ara, that you Mevatel L'Chometz, you devalue it, you say it's not worth anything to you. There you're Mevaret L'Gamri, you're saying it's Botel, it's not worth anything. What? There's no problem with that bittul on Yom Tov. What should be the problem? You're mevatel it. You're saying it's not worth anything to you. Aval hocha ha'achshevei u'mashvilei karka ha'sukah. But here, you're achshevei to the davar hamamayit. You're giving it chashivas. You're turning it into the karka of the sukkah. V'dami lebona b'Yom Tov. V'dami lebona. It's like bona. You know, bona on Yom Tov is osi. Now let it build on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Dr. Avinu Manoach, here your bona, you're making the davar hamamayit into a chefetz shel karka, making it into the karka of the sukkah. Tzorichin, it's a sofek. Can you be mevatel the davar hamamayit on Yom Tov? You're making it to the karka. It's like bona. The lo achshavei lo mamayit. It's not mamayit in the sukkah if you're not achshavei. You have to be achshavei. You have to make it into karka. You have to make it into karka. Stabber, Dr. Rabbi Manoach, maybe not. Maybe it's okay. The Mevatelei, Stabber, that really you can be Mevatel on Yom Tov, Sherei Ein Bo Maisin. There's no mice involved. You might be making it into Karaka, but since there's no mice involved, that's not called Bona B'Yom Tov. What's Bona B'Yom Tov? Bona B'Yom Tov Mamish, not a halachic Bona, a physical Bona. If you're not having a physical Bona, that's not called Bona B'Yom Tov. That's okay. What's the old suffix? Can I be Mevatel the Dover Hamamayit on Yom Tov because it's like Bona? I'm making it into Karaka? Who said you're making it into Karaka? Sofek, I might be making it to Karka, and therefore a Sofek if I can be bone on Yom Tov. The Emes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes some Achronim who argue with the Rabbeinu Manoach's Maskana. They say it's taka osa. You can't be mevatlet on Yom Tov. In Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Lama Gimel, they mention this halacha. Miata b'tevin u'bitla reza miyot v'etzarach lomar ofer u'bitla. Avol stam eno miyot, v'afilo b'ofer, anshi v'atlena b'feh. Stam is not enough, you have to be mevatel b'feh. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi, not the Ritva. You have to be mevatel b'feh. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Gimel says Ayin Leil Simin Shinayin Bey. The Yeshamer should have Bittul Belev Sagi. Machlokes Bittul Belev Bittul Befer. Okay. Asvachronim the Asilamata Biyom to Davi Ken Bona. Bittul Leil Simin Shin Mem Gimel. Pella. The Achronim hold that you can't be Mevatel the Dover Hamamayid on Yom Tov. It's Ken Bona. The Rabbeinu Manoach Sofik. They paskin, it's ka'en bona. Mishneh Berurah quotes, it's ka'en bona. Ka'en bona. Wow. Ka'en bona beyond. The Dover HaMamayit becomes a part of the karkas, it's ka'en bona on Yom Tov. So of course you can disagree with these achronim for one of two reasons. You can disagree with the achronim either like what the Rabbeinu Manoach said, right? That even if it is ka'en bona beyond, it's only ka'en. Right, the taka in a chanami, the dover hamamayit has to become a part of the karka, but it's not a physical binyan. So if it's not a physical binyan, even though it's ka'en bona, it's going to be permissible on Yom Tov. What's the other way that you can argue with these achronim? You can argue with Ikar Adin, who says that the dover hamamayit becomes a part of the karka b'chlal. Maybe that's not the goal. Maybe the reason why you have to be mevatalid is to make it a dover kavua, so that it'll be commander isis, that we treat it as though it's memayit the chalal. It's memayit the chalal only if we expect it to remain there. Right? That's why you have to be mevatel. You have to be mevatel befer to express your gemiras das that we know you're leaving it there. Not because it has to become a chelik of the karka. It doesn't have to become a chelik of the karka. Who says it has to become a chelik of the karka? You're standing on this item, so between you and the schach is less than 20 hours, that's fine, even if it's not the karka. The karka is below this item. But who cares? It's not a function of chaf ama between the karka of the sukkah and the schach. It's a function of where you're standing in the schach. Function of where you're standing in the schach. So as long as we know that you're going to be leaving the tevin there, you're not going to change your mind. As long as you've expressed that befer, it's a full bittel. It's a full bittel. So then it's bottel. It's isa lefoneinu. It's commander isa. It's going to be memai. The halal, that's all you need. It doesn't have to be like karkas. If it doesn't have to be like karkas, but it's mutter to do it on Yom Tov, because it's not bona b'Yom Tov. Right? So you could disagree with these achronim in one of two ways. You could say, even if the dover hamamayit has to become part of karka, but that's a halachic karka. It's not a real physical bonus. That's why it's mutter on Yom Tov. Or you could say, the dover hamamayit doesn't have to become part of the karka at all. It has to be mamayit, the halal. So as long as you have it there and you are mevatel befes that we know you have a gemiras das, you're not going to change your mind like the Rabbeinu Manoach said earlier, right? You're not going to change your mind, then that's enough to reduce the halal. And as long as the halal is not 20 amos, not more than 20 amos, then the sukkah is going to be kshar. Yes?
In the end, he's saying, like, even according to the Shita, not like me, it's Ein Bo Maisa, meaning you would expect him to just say, it's not a binyan, he wouldn't even bring up the suffix. That's why I wasn't so sure.
Right, it's really interesting.
Rabbeinu Manoach, that he's really reading Rashi, like that first chiluk, it's not so pashut. I didn't see that diuk. Zach told me that diuk in Seder. I didn't know that he's really saying that.
That was a good diuk that Zach showed you in Seder.
But no, that he read into the first half that he holds that the Dibor is really just Megala, that you're not going to move it out.
Right.
That you're not going to take it for your animals. I don't know. If it's really that much, then it wouldn't bother him at all. It wouldn't be a suffix. It sounds like he's giving the suffix. Rebbe just spoke out the two ways to argue. He's saying the second.
He's saying both.
Right,
he's mamish sosa himself on one throw to the. And he doesn't. It's not masig that maybe it's mutter on Yom Tov because we got it all wrong. It's not becoming a chelik of the karka. He's not masig that way. Right. Based on what he says in the beginning, you should have said, that's not the issue. It doesn't have to become a chelik of the karka at all. He doesn't say that. Okay, he doesn't say that. Interesting. Very interesting. Collector's item. Or if you're on the line in the calf, you should show this to someone. See what they have to say. Very interesting. Yeah. Comes the Meiri and says, I think this might be dependent on the Amorim that we had on that Beis Amid Aleph. Eli Friedman's Kash. Now, we had 3 days in the Gemara in that Beis. Why is Sukkah L'malam Esmam Apsula? So Rabbi said, "Leman yedu doraseichem chazar." Rabbi, gotta do chazar. It's been a while since we've seen this daf. Rabbi says, "Leman yedu doraseichem ki basukah so shavti." You have to have a yediyah the sukkah. You have to know that you're sitting in the sukkah. Like we say by Ner Chanukah, also by Sukkah, Rabbi applies it to Sukkah also. Everyone applies it to Ner Chanukah. The Rabbi applies it even to Sukkah. That you have to perceive from your vantage point, and your vantage point naturally is on the floor of the Sukkah, that's where you're standing. You have to perceive from your vantage point that you're sitting in the Sukkah, that you can see the Schach, fold in 20 Amas, since Lo Shalta Ba'ena, you're not going to perceive. Reb Zeira says, V'sukkah tia letzel yomam, that you have to sit in the tzel of the Sukkah. Taller than 20 amos, you're not sitting in the tail of the sukkah. You're sitting in the tail of the defunas, because if it's taller than 20 amos, then when the sun is above head, right? You're, right, it's a little bit off to the side. You're sitting in the tail of the defunas, not really the tail of the sukkah. Not the tail of the sukkah. If it's lower than that, then you're still sitting, even though the sun is a little off to the side. You're still sitting in the tail of the schach. But if it's so tall, if the sun is off a little bit to the side, right? We discussed that. Ritva says we're talking about Yomei Sukkis, that the sun is not quite above head, it's a little bit off to the side. So if it's very tall, then you're still going to be sitting in the tail of the defunas, not the tail of the schach. And you have to be sitting in the tail of the schach. It's a function of your vantage point. And comes Rava, the final sheet, and he says, Diras Arai Be'inan, that the sukkah has to be Roy Leos Diras Arai, and Lamala Me'asim Mama, you have to make it a Diras Kava, because it's not going to stand. If you make it Arai, it's not going to stand. So Fracta Me'iri, there are some who ask, how does this Gemara work out according to Rava? According to Rava, this Gemara is a pellet. Yeshishon. Where's the Meir? Vadas Rava Shabir Shaini Mishim Diras Keva. Mahoil Miut Zeh. How does the Miut of the Teven work? The defunos are still there, attached to the karka of the sukkah. They're attached to the karka. The defunos still have to be keva, because from the bottom of the defunos to the top of the defunos is more than 20 amas, so they still have to be keva. So how's the miut going to work? Bishlama lefi Rabba and Reb Zeira, I get it. If the psul of Lamala Me'esinam is a function of the vantage point of the gavra who's sitting or standing in the sukkah, we look at his feet, we look at his makom, his vantage point. So then if we raise his vantage point, because now he's standing on the teven, which is above, right, above the karka, karka's below, but the teven is above the karka, tefach, two tefachim, three tefachim, and I'm above the karka. So if the vantage point of the individual is higher than the karka, so now it's less than 20 amas, shoulder baina, he sees the schach. He is sitting b'tzeil schach, not b'tzeil defunas. According to Reb Zeira and Rabbi, everything is great. If it's all a function of the vantage point of the individual, so as long as you raise his vantage point, then the sukkah is going to be k'sheira. But if it's like a rava, that it's a function of the defunas of the sukkah, that they have to be roy leos arai, those defunas are attached to the karka of the sukkah. The person, even if you put teven there, the person is not sitting on the karka. The walls still are attached to the karka. The wall is from karka to schach. So if the walls still are taller than 20 amas, how is the sukkah k'sheira? The vantage point of the gavra is irrelevant according to Rav. It's a function of whether the walls have to be keva. And if the walls are still taller than 20 amas, they have to be keva. So the sukkah should still be psula. The davar hamamayit accomplishes garnished. Nothing. It changes the vantage point of the individual, but it doesn't change the makeup of the wall. It's the kasha of the meirin. So what's the problem? Maybe our Gemara is like Rabbi and Reb Zeira, it's against Rava. In fact, they may, but it can't be, because most Mefarshim Paskin like Rava, we discussed this at great length. Most of the Rishonim Paskin like Rava, Dira Sarai Be'ina. That's what most of the Rishonim Paskin, so you can't say that the Gemara is the Lo Kehilchasa, is the whole Gemara. Okay, we have Mesechtas that are not Kehilchasa, but if the whole discussion of the Gemara is not going Lefi Rava, it's very difficult to Paskin like Rava. That should be the raya, that we don't pass like him, and yet the Rishonim were nonplussed by this Gemara. It sounds like they hold it goes Aliba the Rav as well. But how can it go Aliba the Rav? Nira Hatam Zok the Miri Mitne Shekol Shemiyata Roen Esamiyot Kekarka Gomor. Gold. It's gold in the Miri. So exciting. Kol Shemiyata Roen Esamiyot Kekarka Gomor. It's a brisk Miri. brisk, and he came before brisk. Kol Shem is defining what the meal is doing. What's the Tevin doing? It's not just there. It's not just sitting there. It's a chalos in the cheftz. It's a chelik fin karka. Kol Shem yata roenes hamir ka karka gomer. Ve'ilu hoya karka, if it's karka, harei nimtzu hadefonos she'en gevos. V'yocha lasos habinyin harei. If it's karka, then when we look at these defonos, it is true that the defonos karka running from the original karka to the schach are more than 20 amos. Right, this is 20. And let's say this is 20. This is the original ground level. But now I add tevin to the ground level, which is tevin. And now it's only 19 amos. Zokta Meiri, my new ground level is here. My new ground level is here. So even though the defunos, really, the original defunos were 20, but the defunos of this sukkah are only 19. What would be the din if I made defunos, but I dug them into the karka? Right? I made defunos of 20, but actually they're dug into the karka. This is karka. Karka, I come, and I build my sukkah. I dig the defunos 5 amas into the karka. And 16 amas above the karka. Is that a sukkah kshera? Of course, because we only care about the funnels from the karka of the sukkah, from the ground level. The sach comes to Meiri and says, you put tevin there above the karka, above the original karka, you have a new ground level. And if you have a new ground level, it doesn't matter that the original defunos were taller than 20 amas. The current defunos in this sukkah with the new ground level are not more than 20 amas. And that's why the sukkah is going to be kshera. Even according to Rava. Because once the funnels in the current sukkah with the new ground level are less than 20 amas, these defunos might be keva, but they don't have to be keva because you could redo them. All right? You could redo them in a more flimsy way because you only have a distance of 19 amas between the current ground level and the schach. So, all right, kosher amfakshar so keva. They are keva, but they don't have to be keva because I have a new ground level. There's nothing to talk about. Since I have a new ground level, we only measure from the new ground level until the schach. That's the Meiri's answer to explain how this sugya can work even according to Rav. Even according to Rav. Now we can understand the Ritva's kasha and Rashi. We answered the first kasha already. Rashi holds that you need a bitul b'fiv to do what? Right? Not to make the Dover HaMamayit like Karka, you need the Bittul B'Fiv to ensure that there's a Gemiras Das. That he's not going to be Mimlech like the Rabbeinu Manoach. He's not going to change his mind. We know it's Kamanda Isa. He's not going to take it away. That's what the Bittul B'Fiv is about. Really, Dvarim Shebalev should work because I only need a Gemiras Das. But we don't know what your Gemiras Das is. The Bittul B'Fiv, the expression, the verbal expression, ices the cake. Right? It's the icing on the cake. It's makes it clear that you have a Gemir's Das, you have full Das to be Mavato this item. And that's what makes it work. That's why Rashi says that you need a Bittul B'Fiv. Rashi holds that you only need a Bittul L'Shiva Yamim. Why? Maybe Rashi would admit that if the Dover HaMamayit becomes a Shtik Karka, if there's a Chalos in the Dover HaMamayit, that we need what kind of Bittul? For what Zman? La'olam! La'olam! If there's a Chalos in the Dover, Then you'd need a bittul la'olam. Rashi says the davar hamamayit doesn't become a chalos karka, so that's why I don't need la'olam. Zayin yolam is enough for the zman of the mitzvah is enough. Aye, but I need a bittul b'fer. Why do I need such a strong bittul? Not to create a chalos. I need a strong bittul so that it'll be a gemiras das. That's sufficient. It's all a function of my das. The bittul b'fiv is simply a way of ensuring that there is a gemiras das. What was the kasha of the Ritva Rashi? The Ritva was asking this very kasha. The Ritva couldn't fathom why you should need a Bittul B'Fiv if not for the fact that the Dover HaMamayit is turning into Karka. If not for the fact that there's some new chalos, I'm creating something in the Cheft. So he says, if you need a Bittul La'olam, Bittul La'olam sounds like there's a chalos in the Cheft. Bittul La'olam, that means you're transforming this Cheft. You're going to leave it there forever. So you're transforming the Cheft. If you need a bittul la'olam, that means that the Dover HaMamayit becomes a cheftza from karka. There's a chalos in the cheftza. So then I understand why you shouldn't need a bittul b'fiv. Because bittul b'fiv is also sounds like a chalos of some sort. A chalos neder, a chalos hegdish, a chalos karka. You're making a chalos in the cheftza, it should make sense that you need bittul b'fiv. So the two factors should work together, Zok the Ritva. If the bittul has to be la'olam, then you should need a bittul b'fiv. Because bittul la'olam is a similar davar that what? That the davar hamamad is becoming a cheftza fin karka. There's a chalos that's occurring over here. If there's a chalos occurring over here, not only should it have to be la'olam, it should have to be b'fiv. You should need both criteria. And who taka holds like that?
Rav-yah.
That's the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah holds there is a chalos in the davar hamamad. It's becoming a chalos fin karka. Like those achronim in the Mishnah Brura. Right? Like the Me'iri, like that pshat in the Me'iri. It's becoming a chelik of karka. And that's why the Rav Yah holds you need both. You need a bittul la'olam and a bittul b'fiv. But says the Ritva, you Rashi, I just don't get you. I don't get you. You're a chameleon. You're straddling both sides of the fence. On the one hand, you say that you need a bittul b'fiv, which sounds like there's a chalos occurring over here. Right? That it's becoming a chelik in karka. But yet you say l'shivayam is enough. So that doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't make sense to me. What's the answer? The answer is Rashi says, why does it not make sense to you? I'll tell you. I hold there is no chalos karka that's occurring over here. The davar hamamayit is just reducing the halal between the gavra and the schachi, changing the vantage point. That's all it's doing. Why do I say that you need bittul b'fiv? Technical. Not fundamental, a technical reason to ensure that there's a gemir's nas. Not because there's a chalos in karka that's occurring over here. I don't need it for a chalos. To ensure that there's a gemir's nas. That's all I need it for. So that's the kasha that the Ritva had against Rashi, and that's Rashi's answer. The Ritva says, if you're going fundamental, Rashi, then it should be fundamental all the way, like the Rav Yah. If you're not going fundamental, then why do you need either? Right? Bittul b'lev should be enough. So Rashi says, no, I'm not going fundamental. But I need bittul b'lay. I need bittul b'fed to ensure that there's a gemira's das. Okay, that's Rashi's answer to the Ritva's kasha. What does the Ritva hold? This is where it gets really interesting. The Ritva himself agrees with Rashi. He just didn't think Rashi was right. What do I mean? I'm confusing everything. Right? What does the Ritva ultimately hold? Does he hold that the davar hamamayit is turning into karka? The Ritva just says that the fact that you hold that it's la'olam, if you hold that it's la'olam, again, if you hold that you need to be mevatlet b'fiv, so then you should need la'olam. The Ritva says, you Rashi, if you hold that you need a bittul b'fiv, then why is l'shiva enough? You should need la'olam. The Ritva holds that just because you need la'olam doesn't mean that you need bittul b'fiv. He just says if you need a bittul b'fiv, then you should need la'olam. What am I talking about? The Ritva and Rashi both hold that that the davar hamamayit is not turning into karka. It's not turning into karka. The Ritva just happens to hold that if it's not turning into karka, you don't need a bittul b'fiv. Because if you're not creating a chalos in the cheftza, then there's no need for a bittul b'fiv. The Ritva himself holds that you still need la'olam. Why? For the same reason why Rashi needs a bittul b'fiv. You see, Rashi and the Ritva are basically saying the same thing. The davar hamamayit is not becoming karka. The Ritva just saw in Rashi that if you need bittul b'fiv, then mistama, the davar hamamayit is becoming a chelik of the karka. There must be a chalos, because if not, why do I need a bittul b'fiv? But bittul la'olam? The Ritva could hold that bittul la'olam is just to ensure that I have a gemiras das. If I'm only mevatel for shiva yamim, so what kind of a gemiras das is it? If I'm mevatel for shiva yamim, there's something missing over here. There's something missing in my gilui das. Maybe if I'm only mevatel for shiva, I might change my mind and take it before the shiva. Right? Before the sukkis is up. From a vata la'olam, I'm basically saying, I'm not going back to this thing. It's not, this is, doesn't exist for me. The reason why Rashi and the Ritva require one chumrah, one says you need bittul b'fiv, the other says bittul la'olam, they're agreeing fundamentally that you need this extra element to ensure that there's a Gemiras Das. But they're arguing which element you need to have that Gemiras Das. That's what they're saying. Rashi holds that the bitul befiv is necessary, the verbal expression is necessary to ensure that there's a Gemiras Das, you're not going to change your mind. The Ritva says, that's not what peh is all about. You don't need peh for that. This is being no leveinatzmo. A Gemiras Das is sufficient. I shouldn't have to verbally express anything. The only reason why I should need something expressed befeh is if there's a chalos in the chafza. That's the Ritva's tying against Rashi. Rashi says, why? Maybe I need a bitul befeh, not to create a chalos in the chafza, but rather to ensure that there's a Gemiras Das. Comes Ritva, says, no, I think you're wrong. I think if you have a bitul befeh, that should make it that there's a chalos in the chafza. That should imply that there's a chalos in the chafza. And if there's a chalos in the chafza, how long should that bitul have to be? For sure, la'olam. For sure, la'olam. Because a chalos in the chafza should have to be la'olam, and it should have to be a bitul befeh. So if you say bitul befeh, Rashi, you hold that there's a chalos in the chafza. If there's a chalos in the chafza, it should have to be la'olam too. But I don't hold that you need la'olam to create a chalos in the chafza. No! We're not creating a chalos in the chafza. The dover ha-mamayit is not becoming a part of the karka. It's mamayit, the halal of the sukkah. It's changing the vantage point of the gavra. It's the other pshat. La'olam is not to create a chalos in the chafza. And that's why I say that even bitul b'lev should be sufficient. The Ritva says, I hold that you need la'olam not because there's a chalos in the chafza, but because you need la'olam to make sure that there's gemiras das. So if it's only to create gemiras das, do you need bitul b'feh? The Ritva says, absolutely not. But you, Rashi, you say that you need bitul b'feh. According to you, why should it not have to be la'olam? Not for my reason, but for a more fundamental reason. Once you say bitul b'feh, that sounds like chalos and the chafza to me, zok the Ritva. You should need la'olam to create the chalos and the chafza. But I don't hold it as a chalos and the chafza. See, even though I do hold that you need la'olam, it's not to create the chalos and the chafza, it's to create gemiras das. And that's why I say that Yitaka don't need bitul b'feh. Because according to the Ritva, the bitul b'feh is the absolute simen ladavar that you're creating a chalos and a chafza. Right? So if you need bitul b'feh, that means that you're creating a chalos and a chafza, then you need a bitul olam as well. The Ritva holds bitul olam is not a raya that you're creating a chalos and a chafza. That could be for gemiras das. So I hold that bitul b'lev is enough because you're not creating a chalos and a chafza, but you still need la'olam in order to have a gemiras das. It comes out that Rashi and the Ritva both agreeing that the davar hamamayit is not becoming a chelek of karka. It's just mamayit in the halal of the sukkah, the vantage point of the gavra is changing. It's not becoming a part of the karka. What they're simply disagreeing about is what extra element do you need to ensure that there's a full gemiras das? Rashi says befiv. The Ritva says once you're barking up the tree of befiv, that sounds like you're saying halos in the chafza. So you should need la'olam as well, like the Rav Yah. But Ritva, I hold that it's not a chalos in the chefza. I need la'olam to have gemiras das, but because it's not a chalos in the chefza, bitul b'lev should be sufficient. Okay? And this is actually meduyah from the loshna of the Ritva. Let me just finish the circle, okay? The Ritva writes this beferish, that bitul la'olam is only necessary in order to have gemiras das. This is not my invention to say that the Ritva is very similar to Rashi. The Ritva himself says it. That's his final word. That's his parting salvo. What is he saying? He quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. He says, "V'hoda aminah b'shmaitin d'legabi tumah b'inah bittul olam." Right? I told you need bittul olam. Bittul isman is not enough. Lo tikshi l'mayit aminah b'bava basra de ben shmona m'mayit b'chalon b'shabbos. Ben shmona. What does ben shmona mean? That means a baby that was born after 8 months. At the time of the Gemara, a baby that was born after 7 months or 9 months would survive. A baby born after 8 months was worse. It would not survive. They assumed that a ben shmona was a nefel. It was not going to live. It lived for a little bit, but it couldn't survive. The emesis, the doctors say that there's a lot of truth to this because what happens is in the 8th month, there's a lot of development. There's some extra development. Certain things are not developed if the baby is born in the 7th month. And the baby can develop that even outside the womb. And of course, if it's a full-term baby, then it's fully developed and there's no problem. But if it's within the 8th month, certain things within the heart and the lungs are being developed, and they felt, or the truth is medicine at that time, the medicine at that time was not as developed, so therefore, if the baby itself had certain organs, certain parts of the body that were not completely made, then there was the concern, and that was a reality. The baby did not survive. So now we have incubators, we have other things that we can put a baby. If a baby's born, 6 weeks before term, so that's in the middle of the eighth month, the baby will take a survive. Baruch Hashem, we have ways of solving the problem. But at the time of the Gemara, Ben Shmona was considered a nafel. He wasn't going to survive. He survives for a little bit of time, but he's not going to survive. So came the Gemara Babas and said, Ben Shmona m'mayit b'chalon. Right, the same chalon that we have before with the rokik. That if the Ben Shmona happens to be in the chalon between the two batim, you have a mason in one bias, and you have another person in a different bias, you want to know if there's a poseh tefach in the chalon. So if the Ben Shmona is in the chalon, he's going to be m'mayit in the chalon to reduce the tefach. And then if there's no poseh tefach, then it's not going to be maybe a satuma to the other bias. Someone sitting in the other bias is not going to become tumah through the tumah of the mace from the first bias. So says the Gemara, he can be mamayit b'chalon b'shabes shu osa l'taltala. He'll be mamayit b'chalon on Shabbos because you're not letting him move the Ben Shmona. You're not letting him move the Ben Shmona. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that the mother is allowed to nurse the baby mitnei hasakona. Mitnei hasakona, the mother is going to nurse the baby even though the baby's not going to survive. The mother wants the baby to survive as long as he can. So she can bend down to nurse the baby. As Rashi and Shabbos explains, there's a sakana. If the mother has too much milk, so then there's going to be, we're afraid of an infection in the mother. So because of the sakana for the mother, she's allowed to nurse the baby, even though the baby is not a bar kayama. And he's also betiltal on Shabbos. He's like Evan, he's like Muktzah, because he's not going to survive. He's ke'evan. It's also letaltal of Shabbos. The mother is allowed to be shochalav, minikosim, and ne'a sakana. It's memai b'chalon. The Ben Shmona is memai b'chalon, because it's also letaltal. It's also a tattle on Shabbos, but you can be a tattle after Shabbos. So even if he's bottle in the chalon, he's bottle liyomo, he's only bottle for a day. He's not bottle forever. There's no bittle olam. Avagad like a bittle elo liyomo. The Ritva just told you that you need a bittle olam, you need a bittle olam in order for the bittle to work. So why by Ben Shmona do we say that he can be memayit b'chalon even if it's only bittle liyomo? But you have to understand why bittul olam is necessary. It's not halacha mashmisinai. There's a logic to it. What's the logic? The time of the be'inan bittul la'olam kedei shlo yimolech litla. Bittul la'olam is necessary not because of a chalos in the chefza. Bittul la'olam is necessary so that you won't be nimlach. You won't change your mind. Avol b'ben shmona she'asa l'ta'atlo v'yefshelo limolech litlo. I feel a bittul yom, avi bittul. The ben shmona on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be metatlo. The issa tiltul prevents you from changing your mind. So if you have some kind of external reason for why you're not going to change your mind, then there's no problem over here. It's considered a bittul. Even a bittul isman is not going to. You know, a bittul isman is a bittul. This is the exception of the Ritva. Normally, bittul has to be what? La'olam, but zok the Ritva. There's one exception. The exception is if we know that you're not going to move the item in a certain amount of time, then even a bittul isman is enough. It's not a halacha mashmisin, it has to be la'olam. It's just a function of knowing what your gemiras das is. So that's what the Ritva was saying by Sukkah also. La'olam is necessary not because there's a chalos in the cheftz, it's becoming a part of the karka. Nah! Ritva says the same as Rashi. The same as our understanding of Rashi, not his. Right? The Ritva says that no, the davar ha'mamayit is not becoming a part of the karka. All it is, it's mamayit, the halal of the sukkah, right? It's mamayit the halal between the schach and the gavra, changing the vantage point of the gavra. That's all it's doing. It's not creating a chalos in the chefza, turning it into karka. But you need la'olam in order for there to be gemiras das, because if there's no issa to be metaltalit, then you might be metaltalit. If it's la'olam, you have in mind that it's la'olam, then we're not afraid that you'll change your mind. As long as there's gemiras das, then it's fine. But he felt that if you need a bittul b'feh, bittul b'feh sounds like a chalos in the chafza. So if you need a chalos in the chafza, then how can you, Rashi, say that bittul isman works? You should need a bittul la'olam. You should need, like the Rav Yehuda, that it should be bittul b'feh and la'olam. But I hold la'olam is only to make sure there's a gemiras das. But I claim, since there is no chalos in the chafza, bittul b'lev is going to be sufficient. Yes?
I never quite grasped the first question of the Ritva, like our Ritva, and now it's even hard to understand. He originally brings that same Gemara, and he said, it sounds like Bittul, Stam Bittul is L'Olam. in light of this mahalik, it's not
Stam bittul should have to be la'olam unless we have some kind of reason to know that you're not going to move the object.
So
we have a reason to believe that there's miras das.
So for the rakik, it's there. And
the rakik, we don't know that there's a miras das.
So since you might take it while the mace is there, it needs to be la'olam, that's what the Ritva would say?
I'm not sure that the Ritva is working on this idea of bittul kolzman shetum asham. It might be that he doesn't recognize that the fact that you're gonna, the fact that you might, if it's not la'olam, you might take it at some point in time since it's roi l'achila. So we're afraid that you might take it even when the mace is still there, right? Right. I think so. I think so. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll stop here.